Hey, Nico.
Hey, Con.
I love you.
I love you.
No homo.
A little bit of homo for me.
Just a little?
Just a smidge. From two guys who were never part of the Boys Club, we want to welcome you to ours.
Welcome to Boys Club.
This is our podcast.
About boys.
And about other things.
Like their clubs.
And the things we were a part of.
Hockey.
And we're not a part of.
Bagels.
Wait, did you say we were a part of hockey?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. Welcome to the club, boys.
Grab a bagel.
Connor's like, what do boys eat?
My feelings.
Alright. Hello.
Are we recording now?
It's on.
Oh, we're right into it.
We're right into it.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Wait, I'm gonna turn myself down just a little bit. Alright. Can you hear me okay?
The thing with being a gay guy is that if you need to shine it on and you have no choice,
you can shine it on.
You can. Now, I think something that leads to conflict is that I kind of don't
shine it on.
I don't think I shine it on.
What are you talking about?
I think that, like,
you definitely shine it on.
I know, but I think that if I'm not in the mood, I'm just like not in
but that's
the mood.
Good. I think that's normal to not want to shine it on all the time, because yeah, we shouldn't have to shine it on.
No
all
one
the time.
Wants to shine it on.
No, I'm finding more and more these days that like especially after this weekend, it was just Pride weekend, and after like days of like being out and being social, on Sunday I was like, I can't see anybody.
Yeah,
I have to be tucked away.
Don't you think that every year at Pride though?
No, I'm always like enjoying myself, but then by the last day, well, last year we all hung out and that was great too. I like enjoyed that, but like for some reason this year I was so beat and tired that I was like, if I have to talk to another person, I can't. I need to be
yeah,
alone.
Completely.
Yeah. But did you have a good Pride weekend?
I did.
Did you enjoy the march? No shit this year.
I didn't go to the march. Well, I went to the pregame.
You had to avoid the shit.
Yeah. I did. So that I appreciated. I didn't sit in shit. I went to Bushwick. I went to shout out Jesse Ballard. I took some freaking hot photos.
Shout
out. Fuck out of there. Yeah, it was so nice. I wore that jacket.
Yeah, I like. You've got a couple new. No, that's not the other one. You got another. You got like an Adidas one now, too.
I can't stop buying jackets.
Is that a new hat, too?
I keep buying jackets.
Does it say Phobias?
Tobias. Tobias? Tobias? It says Tobias.
Okay.
It does definitely say Tobias.
Tobias.
Of the show. It says Tobias.
Of, is that a reference to Arrested Development?
But I'm sure it's not. It's kind of like this like brand. Like I was on Bedford and I was like, I'm obsessed with this hat. And it's like, it's only $45. I was like, okay.
Only
$45. Well, if it's only $45, then I'm gonna get it.
Okay, well.
And then but like that sounds actually like a lot for a hat.
It probably is. I actually don't really know what hats go for though, like 20 something?
I don't know. I think that you could probably whatever.
I don't really wear a lot of hats, but one of our listeners did DM me something about wearing about certain types of hats. So shout out if you're listening. Thank you. Sorry, I don't really respond to DMs, but I read them sometimes.
That's the difference between you and I.
Yeah, if you want to get an answer, talk to Connor.
I was responding to this one guy until he said, "Where do you live?" I swear to God.
No.
Wait, and then he was like, I was like, Brooklyn. He's like, no, where in Brooklyn? I was like, no, I'm out. I gotta go.
I want to give a quick shout out to one of the boys at home.
The gay pervert.
I guess I shouldn't assume pronouns, but this person stopped me at.
Well, it's July. Assume away.
It's July, so that shit's done. Yeah, quick shout out, quick happy pride to anybody who was in a coma for the month of June.
I hate July. Go on.
I know, you seem off. What's up?
I do seem off. Oh my God, stop. You're right.
Wait, I'm going to give my shout out and then we'll talk about you.
I think I have mild depression. Okay. I don't want to tell you. That's crazy.
Wait, I want to give my shout out
but,
first.
But like it's a choice to shine it on. So I could just shine it on.
You don't have to shine it on if you're not feeling good. This podcast is raw. That's why we're doing just us for a while, so we can be
I'm meeting
raw,
with this
unfiltered.
Psychiatric professional tomorrow. Sorry.
Oh,
go
good.
On.
Very good. Okay, wait. So shout out to this person who at House of Yes on Saturday night came up to me and said that this person listens to the podcast and that they're a big fan. Thank you for coming up and saying hey, and thank you for being a fan of the podcast. We appreciate you. So I want to give you a shout out.
Thank you for doing that.
Hey, wait. I have a boys club I want to bring up.
Anything.
And thank you for giving me the space. Okay, so yesterday I was walking past the park.
Which one?
I'm not telling.
You seem great. I want to get on whatever you're on.
I actually am having a great day.
Okay, go on.
It's nice out. Okay, this tree is really looking good. Okay, I was walking past the park yesterday, and there was a group of people, massive group. I would say probably between 30 and 40 people. Okay, sitting together. But individually reading. So it was clearly like a book reading club where they were like getting together to read, but they weren't all reading the same book unless they had 30 different covers of the same book.
How interesting.
And no, I, well, okay. So here's the thing. I don't want to like you know, rail against people who are trying to make community better their life, find ways to get reading into their life. I think that's a great thing. That said, I just don't think it's a group activity like that. Unless you're all reading the same book and discussing it, to get 30 people together to silently, separately read, it was spooky. It was, like, creepy.
It sounds like a sort of a sit-in of type.
It was weird. I was like, this is not...
Maybe they're accountability partners.
I think so, but it's like, just get one, you know?
I respect that in some ways, because, like, I actually haven't read a book in over a year, and every time someone says, oh, what are you reading? I make up a book. But I say The Great Believers, which is a book I've read. In my life.
You should pick like the longest book ever and be like, I'm still cracking away at that one.
A Little Life. Took me 1 month. I got really into it. I know. Shout out to those people. Shout out for wait, this person wants to send us their book.
Oh, right. Yeah. But okay. But if you.
So we're sorry. That person's book we will read.
Okay. But if you and if you wanted to read a book and I wanted to read a book. And
okay,
if
what? Like,
okay, we could read the same book, or we could separately read different books and just keep each other accountable and be like, hey, you reading still? But, like, to get together with 30 people at the park and not talk to each other.
And not kiss.
And just separately sit. It was, so like, it's so quiet and silent, and I would just be, I don't know about you, but, like, anytime I had class with friends and there was, like, quiet time, and then you, like, look up and make eye contact, it's like, well, now I'm laughing and I'm not paying attention. Like, I can't be perceived and work.
I think it's fascinating to know that many people, to be honest.
I don't think they did.
They were just random.
Like, I'm sure it was like a Facebook meet or something like that. Yeah. And again, I don't want to get on people for finding community and finding ways to get together for free. That said, it just felt, it's like, just put the books down and chat then.
Wait, well, speaking of that, can I build off that?
Please.
I'm not shutting it down. I'm adding a brick. You put a brick down, I put a brick on. I said yes. And also, gay group chat.
Uh-huh.
I have been mistakenly added to a gay group chat because I went on one date with a guy.
No, you know what it is? People are listening to this podcast and they're having your wishes be met.
This short man
is
not listening to this podcast.
Wow.
Don't ask his height.
5'6".
Okay.
Six.
No shorter than that, because that would be tall.
Thank you.
Would be intimidating.
Thank you.
Okay, so where is the gay group chat? Where is gay group chat? Gay group chat, where are you?
Not at top of mind for you.
Okay. I got added to a gay group chat with 24 people.
Christ.
Swear to God.
That's a nuisance.
One of them sent a nude, and then another one sent a picture of a chicken as a cock. I don't understand.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. Like, I get it. Literally, someone sent a nude. Will this load? We want to see.
Can I see it?
Yeah, totally. I'm not loyal to the gay group chat.
Wow.
You just sent that.
Like,
what?
Like
to
a horse,
24
though.
People. Maybe it's not him. I don't understand. They said, is there a plan for tonight?
Is anybody responding?
Yes. Wow, you look great. Mood. Okay, since I sent one, Danny, you're next. Where's the cock? Slut, show cock right now. What the fuck?
Whoa.
What's the plan for tonight?
Seriously,
though, I'm about to put my PJs on. This is us. What's the plan? Rosemont. Let's go.
Have you said anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's one of those things where it's like, you don't want to get kicked out. So you just got to sit here quietly.
Why do you want to not get kicked out?
This is my first gay group chat. I'm not trying to get kicked out of my first gay group chat.
Can I tell you something? I'm in a gay group chat.
Which one?
Well, it's a different type of gay group chat.
Who's in it?
Way too many people, if I'm honest. I don't have most of the numbers. But it was started a while ago, maybe even a year ago. And it's for comedians who qualify to go to the woods. So like dykes, basically.
Interesting.
And it's... Unlike, there's been no dick pic sent, and there's been no anything pic sent. It's only fundraisers, and sometimes people being like, is anybody going to the woods? But it's too much.
Fundraisers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like,
I feel like that's so privileged to be like, boring fundraisers.
We were talking about this.
You're like,
about
we're in crisis.
We were talking about this at the Dyke March, where it's like, okay, this was like the Dyke March is always a protest, but it was like extra so this year for Palestine, and... It was, we were like, gay men would literally never sacrifice one of their days for a protest. And I'm not saying it was like an intense protest. Obviously, it was a lot of like partying and it was like a fun protest vibe, if that's possible, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we were just like, the gay men would literally never give up any of their days for this.
Could then they all decide to go to Animal?
I just heard about that.
I just heard about that. The tipping point. Malcolm Gladwell's tipping point is this with
the tipping
Animal.
Point, yeah.
Now we can't start talking about Animal, which is a bar that we've never gone to.
You know where I was the other night? Because I was in line for Pat, which is at Union Pool, and the line was like an hour and a half. But if you're in line, stay in line. We stayed in line, and I had to pee so bad that I walked over to the Exley. That's like by the BQE.
Of course.
Never been in there before either. Also a gay bar.
They let you in?
Yeah, they let me in.
There wasn't a line at all?
No.
Were there guys in there?
Yeah, and I had to wait in line for the stall. You know what I... Okay, let me say this. Let me say this. If... Okay, so like a lot of institutions in New York especially have changed the way they do their bathrooms, and it's no longer like men's room, women's room, which is great. I think it's good that we have like, you know, gender neutral bathroom options. That said, a lot of people now just do stalls, urinals.
Sure.
Which is also kind of like difficult.
I've seen it, I think, described as standing sitting.
Yeah, but like it's not like there's multiple stalls. It's like, hey, you can only wait in line for one stall, or there's a lot of urinals, and it's like that's not really, I don't know. I personally feel targeted by it.
I'm sorry.
No, not targeted. It's just like, ugh, now I got to wait in line for the one
stall. Probably
should
do whatever Union Hall is doing, where there's just like five stalls.
Where there's so many stalls and a big sink. I love a bathroom like that where it's like just a free for all.
That is probably what we need. Wait, I'm intrigued by the Exley. So I was in line for that pat party too, but then I was like, okay, bye. Because I like the line more than the party. And the problem is once you get into the party, you have to like, you're like in the party.
It was really packed too. So you didn't, I mean, it was tough. Every time I got to a dance floor this weekend, it was so packed. I don't think I could even dance. Actually, shout out to Joe Sunday, former guest of the pod, DJ'd a party on Friday that was the best dance music all weekend.
At El Santo.
Yep.
That is cool.
Yeah. I love Joe.
I think a gay group chat isn't what I expected it to be. I never imagined it was going to be 24 people.
Now, what did you... Well, yeah. Well, no offense, it's your first one. You think you're going to get into a tight-knit one right off the bat?
I know.
Mine, if it makes you feel any better, mine has 40 or something like that. No, it's insane.
I want 8.
Which 8 people do you want?
My best friends. My 8 best gay guy friends.
Okay, there it is. You know, all this complaining about not being in a gay group chat, and you have the capacity,
nevertheless,
the ability,
and persisted
to start your own.
Mm-hmm. But like, who would be in it?
That's up to you.
It would
my
be
friend.
You.
Thank you.
Do you want to be in it?
Sure.
Okay. And then I'll think of like 6 other people. It's crazy that like anyone could just like start a group chat. That's also like actually very comedy, where anyone can kind of like walk into the comedy scene and be like, my dad gave me $400 to produce a show. and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm not cutting it. And it's like, okay.
I mean, you could be talking about 100 people.
So many people. And then there's suddenly like a person in the comedy scene that we have to like talk and think about and care about. And it's like, okay, fine.
You don't have to think about and care about somebody just because their dad gave them $400.
That person owes me $100, by the way. No problem. No worries.
Yeah.
You think I forget? You think I don't know my dad?
I should forget.
I'm being incredibly negative today. I'm you last week.
I don't think I was being negative at all last week.
Now we're fighting. Now we're fighting. You were hyped up.
I was fighting the helicopter.
You get like angry, and then I just more get like Eeyore.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Oh, I don't know. I can't get out of a slump. And the problem with the microphones is like when they're on, they're on.
They're on, they're on. Yeah.
And it's like we're recording now, so like shine it. Wait, what if for 5 minutes I just like shine it on?
Wait, what'd you do this morning?
Oh my God. So this morning, literally, what did I do? Like, obviously jerked off. And then, like, okay. In addition to that, I, like, wrote a joke. I actually fixed a joke. Okay. Well, actually, I fixed a joke that I think had not worked for a long time.
That's great.
About my Spanish class in middle school.
I love that joke.
I tightened it. There was always a middle piece that was kind of an outlier. There where it's like, this sentence, this to this doesn't make sense.
Sure.
And I kind of was like, wait, why is this here? This doesn't even need to be here. Which, for whatever reason, took me a year and a half to figure out. But it did. And then this morning, it was just like Jesus entered my brain and said, honey, I got you. And he said, hey, you were never walking alone. He's like, yeah, there's one footprint because I was holding you. And here we go.
There's only one set of footprints because you are in my arms.
I'm carrying you, baby. There's one set of footprints because it's mine. It's
sure.
Jesus's.
Yeah.
So I fixed a joke and that did feel nice. And then I packed. I'm going to the shore tomorrow.
Have you been outside yet?
You're right. That's the issue. No, I'm really bad at taking walks.
You got to go outside first thing in the morning.
You've got to. I have to. You're right.
I'm being serious.
No, but it actually might be good for me to go like to do that. Go like buy a coffee with no aspartame and come back.
Yeah. Just a nice little brisk walk around the block. Even if it's only for like 5 minutes, better than nothing.
Yeah.
There's something about getting outside.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
When I shine it on, if I don't say it, just like, and yeah.
And yeah.
And yeah. Wait, so like what did you do this morning?
This morning I...
People are not going to listen to this podcast anymore if I show up like this.
No, people are listening, okay?
This is not okay.
People are listening and they're learning. This morning I made a smoothie, made some coffee, went on a walk, did some word game puzzles from the I don't want to give a shout out to the New York Times, but I did do the Wordle and the connections and the mini crossword because they get my brain flowing. And then I was trying some math problems to get my brain flowing. And then I told you I've been doing this.
I respect it a lot.
Thank you. I'm trying to work other parts of my brain.
I really respect that.
Because I'm curious about how it would, like, help my... I'm just trying to keep all the synapses firing, you know?
I want that for you, but I do think also that the way that you write comedy sometimes is kind of mathematical.
You think so?
I do. I think a lot of it's, like...
Yeah.
Structural and...
Yeah.
The way that things connect. And I don't think that comedy and math are opposites.
I don't think so either. I mean, math, music, comedy, the world. I mean, it's all interconnected.
I think in many ways, like, what you're doing, it's not Jane Austen. That's not a good example, because actually she is funny. Like, it's not just the simple,
you
like,
said you won't be a household name, babe.
I love her so much. Where is she? She's on this bookshelf. Remember when I read Pride and Prejudice 9 pages on the subway and then never picked it up again?
Because a man of good fortune, it is a truth universally known that a man of good fortune is want of a wife. Something like that. That's the first line.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. I took a class on all of the Jane Austen books when I was in college.
I did too, junior year.
Wait, you took a full Jane Austen class?
Mm-hmm.
You read all the books?
Swear to God.
Me too. Wait, can I show you a funny video?
Please.
Oh, where's my phone? Okay, so there was this production of Jane Austen's Persuasion, which is her last and final.
The one with the boat. There's a Navy man. There's a sailor.
Maybe, and he comes back.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's like an old flame.
Something about that.
Okay, so I've always wanted to do a joke about this because I thought it was incredibly funny, but I've never been able to figure out how to make it happen. But so, Anne Elliot is the protagonist of Persuasion, her last book. And she's like 28, so she's like an old hag in the book. They're like, she's never been married. And she's like 28. But such were the times. And
people died early.
People did die early. And so her like old flame was some sort of war guy. I think an admiral or something. He leaves. He comes back. And she's like, oh my God, my old flame is back. And they have like a lot of chemistry. But then he is dating this younger woman.
Oh.
Some would say maybe 18.
That's what's hard. The longer you don't get married, it's almost like now you're just sort of trying to hope, just trying to pick somebody up on their second go around. It's a divorced person at a certain point.
Sure, yeah. And so the way that Jane Austen sort of like gets rid of this younger character is that in the book, is that they're at the beach, and then this young girl who's supposed to be like kind of young and stupid like jumps off of this like what are those big
the docks?
No. On the beach, there's those dunes. She's like on a high dune basically.
The dunes.
And she jumps off and then like falls and hits her head, and then she's in a coma for the rest of the book, and then Anne Elliot wins because the other woman's in a coma. And I just thought that was really funny. But there's this great production of it. I don't know why I'm saying production. Film of it. Wait. Here it is. This video makes me laugh so goddamn hard. Ready? Good catch.
Thanks.
This is the moment.
I don't know if she can sprint up the stairs of the camp.
You didn't get the fall.
The way he goes, Louisa, do not be so foolish. And he runs
Louisa.
Over to her. So I watched that in my English class. I'm cracking up. Nobody else in class is laughing. I'm like,
people don't understand humor.
I'm saying, okay, no one understands, I guess, humor. I'm the only one with any fucking literary brain here.
Or a sense of humor, but that did pan out.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Fucking losers. Should we write a movie that's sort of like a Jane Austen? Oh, no, they already did that.
I don't think so.
They already did that.
Okay, wait. Let's do...
Okay, so anyway.
Let's do Rose, Thorn, Bud of Pride Weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, you go.
I want you to be authentically you.
What? This is me. See, but you, wait. Okay. Know how I say a lot of times when at work or whatever, if I'm just like this, I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? And it's like, nothing's wrong. Like, I don't really know you. Like, I'm fine. I might just be like a little dulled because But what they want is for me to be like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah.
What's up, slut queen?
Yeah.
How are you, babe?
Whore babe.
How are you, whore bag slut? And it's like, I just don't want to do that.
Not whore bag slut.
I'm just trying to be like, chill McGill over here. Here's the thing. I feel amazing.
Are you looking forward to going to the shore?
Yes. I'm really excited to go to the shore. I'm so excited.
Wait.
I asked my dad if people were worried since, because the last time I was there was an episode.
There was an episode. So beware if you're a teen in the Jersey Shore, somebody's coming.
He said it never amounted to anything, which is nice.
Thank God. Okay, wait. I have two things to say. First, okay, so I already told you this, but on one of the nights, maybe Friday night, we were walking down Wyckoff in Bushwick, and somebody was setting off fireworks in the middle of the street.
No.
Big fireworks. And they were like, we were like walking towards it, and I'm like, are we going to get... I'm never sure, like, what the fallout material is of a firework. I'm like, are we going to get hit by those, like, little flames? You know what I'm saying?
I think it needs to hit you directly. It needs to shoot into you.
For it to really to cause damage.
I believe so.
Okay, well, anyway, so this guy is setting off these fireworks, and we're like, and then I'm walking by, and there's this large dog with a man. A straight man. Large dog. And he goes, thanks a lot. Now my dog's upset. And I was like... And then I was, like, trying to get away from the dog. And then Issa was like, are you afraid of big dogs? And I'm like, I'm afraid of a big dog who's afraid of fireworks.
Remember when that dog chased us when we were upstate?
Yeah.
Why aren't we going upstate again?
I'm sure we will.
Remember that dog chased us and you protected everyone?
I did. And then Issa's coming at me saying, you're afraid of big dogs. Issa, where were you on that day? Running. But that brings me to my second, is kind of the Boys Club High holiday coming up is the 4th of July.
Yeah. We're anti-firework because we think that veterans are good.
I told you this. Know what I mean. Actually, I think we talked about this on our live show that they're doing like drone shows now where the lights, they kind of make like shapes and stuff. Apparently they're doing that at like Disney
because
and shit.
Because of sound?
I think it's more like environmentally friendly too. I don't think fireworks are like good for the environment.
Okay, so I'm so confused. Why are we doing fireworks?
But fireworks are like one of the oldest inventions. I think like the Chinese invented them with like gunpowder in like the 1800s or some shit.
Okay, well.
Fact check me, but. I don't prove... That's a loose fact.
Well, it's always good to be innovating. I can't think of anything else invented from the 1800s that we're still using. You're going to... The typewriter.
Yeah, probably that.
I don't know.
Wheels.
I don't know much about the 1800s.
I don't either, to be honest.
Okay, so your rose was seeing me in Bushwick.
Okay, so Rose, Thorn, and Bud. All right, so my rose of Pride Weekend was the Dyke March. Always is. I love that event. I think it's so cool. Every time I'm around like big queer parties like that, I don't know how you feel, but I still feel like I'm like in this, I don't know if this will ever go away, but every time I see other gay people that I don't know, I'm like, oh my God, there's more of us. And especially when it's like dykes, trans mask people, I'm like looking at every iteration of me, if that makes sense.
Completely.
In a certain way. And that, I just don't see that in, like, great numbers all the time, as none of us do. Like, you know, we're usually spread out among the population, but, like, to have everybody in one room like that, I was like, oh my God. And so I just have this, like, desire to be able to, like, float above the party and just sort of float around and just, like, who's here?
That's so beautiful.
And just, like, take inventory, because I'm just so curious.
Yeah. Do you mean more at Washington Square Park or at...
All of it.
Pat.
All of it. Every time. Literally every time. I like Jesse and I did a lap because we're just like, we got to know who's here. We got to know. I'm just curious. And honestly, I was surprised at how few people I knew that I ran into.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was my rose. My thorn was that the dance floors were a little crowded and it was tough to dance because I wanted to break it down and it was a little tough to dance.
Yeah, everybody's gay now.
Everybody's gay.
Trying to get in on the pride parties.
Wait, also, this is my first time at House of Yes, and did you know they do, like, full-ass, like, performances there? Like, on, the ropes and stuff?
Was this one gay
mm-hmm.
or queer?
It was the Dyke March official post-game or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then, last, my bud. My bud is... I'm hoping there's more, just more, like parties like that this summer. That's what I'm hoping for. You know, actually, my bud is I hope Joe Sunday DJs more because that was great.
Joe.
That's my bud.
It's never too late to be who you might have been.
It's never too late to be who you might have been. Okay. Wait, I have a question for you about your the picture you posted of you as an ally at Pride.
Yeah.
When was that?
2014.
And describe to me where
you
were.
Did you notice my armpits?
I can't remember the photo if I'm honest.
My armpits are like white, but the rest of me, I think with tanning beds.
Tanning beds.
Is that it doesn't get the whole armpit.
You can't do this because you can't reach your hands.
So the armpit, like literally like.
Yeah. Is there like a max height that you could be in the tanning bed? Like what if you're so tall?
I think that would be so unfortunate for you. I mean, what we need is inclusion in tanning beds. We need bigger tanning beds.
Listen, no matter how tall you are, you deserve to get skin cancer too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So describe to me where you were, what was happening.
2014. I was there because this guy that I was living with, who's married to a girl that I introduced him to, but they don't acknowledge that, is, that's happened twice now.
Was that the first guy?
Which one? First guy.
The Eagle Scout.
No, I love him.
Different guy. Okay. Wait. This was New York City Pride.
I wasn't in love with this guy.
Okay.
I lived with him. This was New York City Pride.
Okay.
The summer of 2014, I was working for Alan Cumming. I was a raging alcoholic.
Sure.
Huge relapse.
But you weren't gay yet.
Well, was I gay? I don't know. I was running down 7th Ave to see a guy I met on Grindr barefoot in the middle of the night.
So you tell me what that is.
You tell me.
That's queer as folk.
So to be honest, I guess I was gay, but like I wasn't like out. Like I don't think I was like... I was like middle gay.
It wasn't Facebook
gay.
Official.
Yeah, like wasn't Facebook official. So like even when I posted that on Instagram, I said, I'm an activist.
Love.
It's like, yeah, also a faggot. You're also gay. It's also, this is for you.
I'm an activist, a self-activist.
That's right.
Yes. I don't think I ever went to Pride as an ally.
Because
I just don't know when I would have, because I was never in a major city until I came out. So
yeah.
I don't
know. Do they not have it in Savannah?
There was a Pride parade in Savannah, like as... of like 2019 maybe, and I apologies if it's been going on much longer. I was not aware of it until around then, but it's small, and you know, I'm sure they're doing something great, but it's not like
that. Sounds based on what I've just said, I think a small Pride parade sounds actually incredible.
Yeah, maybe we should go to that. You know,
I think that sounds nice.
We could probably get our way onto a float there.
We would be the people that we would be the what's it called,
the Grand Marshals.
Yeah. Is Ringmaster bad? Sorry. Grand Marshal.
I think the Ringmaster is more of like a circus term.
That's what, and then that's what I mean.
And that's what it is, a freaking circus. But I never went. The first Pride I ever went to was in 2019 in New York, that June, right after I graduated. And I remember trying to get, after like a long morning in mid afternoon of drinking with my friend Ellie, shout out, going to these bars and then getting over there. And it was so packed that I just turned around to go home after
a while. Is that when you went to the one in Hell's Kitchen?
No, we were downtown. I don't know when I went to that. But and then I was trying to get home, and I just kept walking up the line of the parade asking anybody, like, how do we get to the train from here? Because it was, like, so blocked off.
See, it's, like, it's too... It's, I don't like that.
Yeah. And then the second Pride I ever went to was 2021.
Oh.
No. Yeah, 21.
What'd you do?
I went to the Dyke March. I actually ended up in Vogue.
The magazine?
Yeah. Somebody took a picture of me and my ex, and we were in Vogue.
Why don't you ever send it to me?
Well, because it's me and my ex.
Well, have you ever thought about... Remember in the Parent Trap when they have the...
When they just, like, cut it out? Yeah.
What if you did that?
Maybe I could.
Wait, could you do that, and then I'll put a picture of me next to it?
Sure. Yeah. And then last year... No, 2022, we went to the Dyke March. 2023, we went to the Dyke March, and 2024, I went to the Dyke March. So I've been really killing it the last couple of prides. I've been having fun.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, the other cities' pride parades are as... If they've got more going
on. Chicago's very chaotic.
You know who was just the Grand Marshal of that one? It was Fortune Feimster.
Are they going to say JoJo Siwa?
No.
Someone needs to say something, help JoJo Siwa.
Did you see that? I keep getting TikToks of her. Did you see there was somebody tried to like boo her at a show and she like flipped out?
Was this in New York?
I don't know where it was.
I think this happened twice.
But I was like, good for her. Stick up for yourself, girl.
Kind of. It's really, but watching it, it's like.
But at the same time, it's like, you're going to the show. What do you expect from her? We've all been seeing what she's up to. Like, what are you expecting?
I think one person, from what I saw, I was like, people are on her side. One person boos her, and she's like, wah! And it's like, oh. It seems like someone who was famous since they were 10.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no.
But if anybody started booing me, I'd be pretty upset, too.
I think I'd be like, God?
Yeah, you probably
God,
would.
God, are you there?
God's booing you. How has JoJo Siwa put up apologies if there's any JoJo heads in the house that are listening, boys at home, but, and I just am not really familiar with her. I know she was on Dance Moms. That's her origin story.
To be honest, I don't know much about the JoJo culture.
I don't either. And then does she have any music out? Like, she must, because she's doing concerts. She's a pop performer. I know she's reinventing gay pop, so she says.
She is.
Remember she went off.
I think it's good out. It's good now.
No, she said she was creating a new. She was creating a new genre, and it's called gay pop. And people were like,
"Oh, something about Elton John
that exists." Oh yeah, literally.
There was a joke. There was a joke on. You know how Seth Meyers does the thing is where it's like he's such a fucking ally. Such a fucking ally.
Love him.
Where it's like jokes I can't tell, and he has a black person and a gay person tell jokes that they wrote in the writers' room. That's like, well, I really can't tell these.
Yeah.
So then, and one of them was JoJo Siwa is inventing new gay pop, which is also Elton John's nickname or something like that. I don't even know.
That's funny. I love that he does that, and more people should do that, because there's probably so many writers and so many writers' rooms over the years who have had great jokes about all kinds of topics that can't be said.
Yeah.
By the straight white hosts.
Shout out
to Seth.
I would relapse for him.
Future guest of the pod, maybe.
If he wants me to do that thing where we get fucked up, I would absolutely relapse.
Oh, my God. I love that. The day drinking with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could do it with, like,
oh, I was just relapsed.
Like Celsius or something.
Do anything for our career opportunity.
Okay, wait. So we did Rosebud and Thorn of Pride weekend. If you had to celebrate Pride in one other major city, where would you celebrate?
On the water in Maine.
Okay.
Where L.L. Bean is.
Like Portland. That would be fun. I bet Portland Pride is really fun.
Yeah.
Portland's a cool city.
That's where I would go.
I've only been there once, but it's, like, very small. I think you would like it. It's very small, very, like, manageable.
In part
but
of
very gay, too.
Loves the idea of going to, like, a San Francisco. But I think Pride there would be stressful.
Well, it's definitely very... There's so much history. Like, San Francisco has such rich gay history.
Yes.
But I feel like I don't know anything about San Francisco. Apologies to any Bay Area listeners. I would love to come. But it feels like, in general, the city is not quite what it used to be, which is a bummer. I feel sad that I feel like I missed the heyday of San Francisco, because I feel like tech has completely ruined that area.
Well, there was a lot of, like, Jack Kerouac on the road right there looking at it, staring at it.
Staring
at two copies,
won't
actually.
Crack it open, though.
I have On the Road, the original scroll, and On the Road... the, I guess, unoriginal scroll. But so that was like a lot. Yes, a lot of like arts. But now I think it's just like tech giants.
That's what I'm saying. Like they've like completely like, I think, fucked over the city with the.
In some ways, rich gays. Interesting.
Interesting.
It would be a place to visit.
Interesting. I think I would go to Chicago. No?
It's like it's stressful. You would be stressed.
You think I'd be stressed?
I swear to God.
But I also think, yeah, maybe like Portland could be fun. Portland, Maine. I don't know what LA Pride's like, to be honest. LA's just so spread out, I can't imagine. That's the nice thing about New York. It's like we can, you could do the march and you can be close to everywhere still, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Walk past the Club Monaco. If you want to add me to your gay group chat, I just wanted to say I will accept. I'm trying to get to 10 by the end of the month.
10 gay group chats.
I would love to be in 10 gay group chats.
Now, what are you going to do with this access and information?
I don't know. What if I would like did this thing where it's like, like, what if my project this fiscal quarter, July 3, like, what if I was like, you know what? I'm going to become a guy that goes to Animal. I'm going to become a guy that goes to the Exley. I'm going to become a guy that does all these things. Essentially, like, I'm off aspartame and I'm off the apps for the most part. So it's like, what if I just fucking...
You know what I was just thinking about yesterday? Because I was talking to somebody who was telling me about Hinge that I didn't realize. On Sundays, they send you a rose.
Yeah, but it's like, fucking loser. No, I will not just send a rose to a person.
Oh, but then a rose gives you access to, like, hotter people, no?
Like, theoretically... Oh, let's look.
Because, okay, this
I'm
is,
off the outs,
this is what I
up.
Find fucked up. The fact that Hinge is allowed to, like, put a paywall in front of all the possibilities in front of you.
Yes.
That's so fucked.
Okay, so...
It's like, why are we giving them the ability to... Like, you can go out on the street and meet people.
Totally. This is the hottest I've ever seen. New Zealand Vice President 2964...
Wow.
I mean, yeah, like, that is a hot person.
I just think it's fucked up that, like, they have the... I mean, we had an entire episode called The Boys Want You Off the Apps, and I stand by that because I think it's fucked that they can just, like...
I mean, this guy's holding a fish.
Keep information from you on...
His job is investor. Is that a full-time job? Investor?
passive income, I guess.
His
I
job
don't
is
know.
Investor. Nico. Nico.
You know what his job is?
This person's a
generational
filmmaker,
wealth.
Writer. Rose.
Okay, I don't mean to get you sidetracked, but the
sorry,
I feel like it's fucked. No, that they can just like keep people from you.
I think I think
like to advertise that they're like giving you all the options, but then you have to pay for more. Like that's so fucked up.
The way that they, I mean, they have to monetize it somehow.
But that's what I'm.
I'm not defending them. But it is like they all have weird ways of monetizing.
I know, but the whole thing I've said
like Grindr. If you want to send more than one expiring photo, you have to pay more money.
It's like, get a Snapchat.
I did.
Okay. Wait, we were going to say, I was going to say something else about, we were talking about dating apps. We were talking about Hinge. Oh, I had something else to say.
No, but I have more questions for you.
Hit me.
My question for you, do you see that fly?
Yes.
Okay.
Question one answered. Wait, I have a different question for you now. What? So you say you want to get into 10 gay group chats.
I want to get into 10 gay group
now,
chats.
Now, what do
I
you,
want one that are
what
like,
are you
one
seeking?
That's booky. One for the books.
What are you seeking with these group chats? What are you hoping for? What is your, like, what is your best case scenario? How does your life change? How does this enrich your life to be in these group chats? Because right now, all you're doing is getting dick pics and invites to the Rosemont from people you don't want. And I fear that they're going to be a lot of the same.
I'll be the first to admit that this first one hasn't panned out the way I imagined.
Now, what's in your mind's eye? What's in your imagination that's like this beautiful
I
and
think
perfect
that there's definitely like
chat.
A gay group chat where it's like, oh my God, like we're going to go.
What is on me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Where it's like, oh, we're going to go sit in the park and we're going to have picnic blankets and we're going to take our shirts off and read the Communist Manifesto together. That sounds great.
Okay, again, I have a reading group for you.
You're right. What
you
would
could
change?
Do that alone, though.
I do that alone. Like last Friday, after work, I went to Fort Greene Park and I took my fucking shirt off. I'm burnt as hell. And I listened to Muna's live album.
Love.
As I rested my weary head.
Mm-hmm.
And that was cool because then there's all these like random guys alone on towels around you reading like whatever they're reading, some sort of book. Of sorts, and that is nice.
And you want other people there with you?
I don't know. That's interesting. Wait, I need to think about this extensively.
Yeah.
You're right, because I always am like, wait, I don't know what the answer to this question is.
Because knowing you, you like to keep, I don't know, I feel like you don't love to be in a million group chats. You're busy.
I think I guess what I yearn for is community.
And you feel you're missing that?
I don't know. I feel like to be a gay man in New York, there's like all these like community, like all the gay guys are like, oh, we're going to Animal or we're going to that thing where they stand outside
mm-hmm.
and this could be anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
The thing where we stand outside.
It's like, wait. Or like Fire Island. And it's like, wait, am I supposed to be doing that? I'm a gay man who's 30 and like honestly is like not, is like, so like, I don't know.
Do you want to go?
I don't, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Sometimes. But then sometimes I'm like, no, like I'm a writer.
So do you need somebody that would make those plans? Is that what you're seeking?
I guess so. But like, that's not a complaint. It's more like that was such an interesting question. Earnestly, like that question of like, what are you seeking? Because I'm kind of joking when I say I want to be in gay group chats, but I'm also not joking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, what will you actually want out of these? And you're like, oh, what is this thing that I'm like yearning for, but not naming?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? And like, yeah. What is that kind of almost like a mask for?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. Maybe I just need to be one group chat with a psychiatrist and then they can fucking figure out.
You, your psychiatrist, and your therapist. That's a gay group chat.
And his husband.
And his husband. That's a gay group
just
chat.
Keep an eye on things.
Listen, that's a group chat now.
What are you yearning for in your gay group chat?
I already have gay group chats, so I'm not... I feel like every group chat I'm in is gay.
Yeah, that's true.
Most of my friends are gay, so it's hard to...
Totally.
Yeah. But I'm not really...
Shout out Julia Zen.
Shout out to Julia Zen, our straight ally.
Her parents must be like, what is happening? Where are you? What?
I'm sure her parents don't even know that we're gay. If either of her parents were aware of my name, I'd be shocked. Not in a bad way. And
no,
no,
for
I
sure.
Just, that's, I just, they don't need to, that's not their business.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
busy people.
Yeah.
No, I...
I feel like it took us 48 minutes to get to the heart of this. And now I feel bad that I've, like, actually... Do you feel like I've been a heavy friend on you today?
I don't think you've been a heavy friend at all.
A kettlebell tied to your ankle.
Listen, there was one set of footprints because I carried you.
Boys, you got to get to the end of the episode.
wait.
We work it out on the remix.
We work it out on the remix. No, I
haven't asked you a single question.
But about gay group chats, I don't think I... Here's my thing. I'm not in on... Mostly, I don't really like group chats. I like group chats because I think that they have made it easier. They've added an element to our socialization that I enjoy. That's something I enjoy about phones, is I do like a group chat. I think they can be fun. At the same time, when they're blowing up and I'm like not... I have all my group chats on mute.
They're all on mute.
Always on mute. And if I like open my phone and there's like 90 messages and it's like mostly people just like reacting to things, I'm like, why do I get a notification for all of this?
Yeah, completely.
And anytime you see that many notifications on your phone, you're like, oh my God, is it something serious? It's never serious. You know what I mean? Or is it something I have to pay attention to? Not really. It's just people riffing and doing jokes, and it's like, I don't need all this. But anyway, I don't really yearn for more group chats in my life, if I'm honest. I yearn to be off my phone more.
You're probably right. Okay, this is maybe the month where I'm off my phone more. No more gay group chats. My goal went from 10 to 0. I'm going to leave this one.
Good. I actually would recommend that you do.
Really? Won't they get a notification that I left?
You don't know any of these people. Maybe, but they don't have
your number. I know one of them.
Do they have your number?
Apparently. Did I have his? No.
Have you identified yourself?
Absolutely not.
So you're just a fly on the wall, a voyeur.
I'm just a Connor.
You're a voyeur.
A Connor. I am a voyeur. I'm just a Connor watching.
But most people will get a notification that says, like, this number left the chat.
Well,
they won't get Connor Janda left the chat.
Thank God at the beginning, because at the beginning, I was when I first got added, I was going to be like, who is this? And I'm glad I didn't.
Ride it out. See, anytime if I was added to a group chat of people I didn't know, I would assume that I was being scammed.
Oh, I for sure thought I was.
Yeah.
And then there was fucking nudes.
If
people...
I got into a group chat that I didn't know, I would assume I was being scammed. If I was sent a dick pic, I would have left immediately. I would have said, this is a crime and a scam.
I was like, okay, now I'm listening. Okay, now I'm intrigued by this. Yeah, it is fascinating. I think just the idea of like gay friendships and gay groups it's like just very interesting.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I'll say another thing about it again. Here's the thing. Was this episode good? No. Could it be great? Yes.
Yes.
And if there aren't bad, do you know that plot of Elmo Saves Christmas?
If there aren't non-Christmas days, no day would be Christmas.
Exactly. And like...
And such is the Boys Club podcast.
And such is the Boys Club podcast.
I don't think we're being boring, though. I think we're chatting it out on the remix.
If you think we're being boring, then I'm sorry that a woman with real emotions is boring to you. I'm sorry. Sorry.
He points at himself.
Which is important. The point was somehow so important, but also is a...
It's an audio...
An audio medium.
Wait, can I say this to you, though? I understand where you're coming from with this gay group chat thing in such that in the underlying emotions of it. It's really nice to see yourself reflected in another person. And it's really nice to have a friendship with somebody that you feel reflects your specific experience, even within gay communities, because we all have such, even though we're all shoved into the LGBTQIA+ acronym, we all have very different lived experiences within that. And it can be really nice to have somebody in your life that has a window into your specific relationship to that, and
yeah.
I sense you wanting someone to relate on that with, so perhaps a cis gay sober side might be who you're looking for.
You're just, it's Helen Keller. It's like it's completely
listen
incomprehensible of a person.
Find his hand and put it underwater and you two will connect.
That's from the Bible, Ecclesians 2:14.
No, that's Helen Keller.
But also,
you know, there's a whole movement of young people that think Helen Keller is not real.
Why?
Because they don't believe that someone who is deaf and blind could speak.
Here's the thing. Who cares? Who cares? That's fine.
Yeah, I know.
That's like Jesus to me, where it's like, son of God.
I'm just letting
God.
You know that there's a group of people.
Wait,
I'm
sorry. Did I just negate you?
No, but... I mean
to them.
I
who
want
cares.
You to guess.
I meant them who cares, not you.
No.
What
no,
you
no.
said, fascinating.
I know. To you, I say. I want you to guess.
To you, I say.
I want you to guess what decade Helen Keller was born in.
The 20s.
Okay, that feels right. I'm going to look it up. Helen Keller.
I know my woman history.
Helen Keller. Okay, true. Okay. I'm sorry to say. She was born in 1880. So you're only 40 years off.
In the grand scheme of things.
She graduated from somewhere. Oh my God, Helen Keller Day is June 27th. We missed it.
Bryn Mawr College or something.
We missed it.
Some women's college.
You said someplace they'd send broads to read.
How did she? Well, it doesn't matter.
I've been to Bryn Mawr. They have a beautiful Great Hall.
I grew up right there.
Okay, wait. To you, I say. We're talking about Helen Keller. Oh, so anyway, I don't think it's a bad thing that you're searching for that recognition in somebody. But maybe a gay group chat's not actually what you want.
Yeah, you're right. I've decided to change my tune.
That's amazing. That's what we do here at the Boys Club.
I no longer want to be in a gay group chat. And if you want to add me to a gay group chat...
Don't even think about
it.
Do not
do it.
Unless you really want to.
Yeah. Let's go to Fire Island.
Yeah.
For a day.
I've told you this before. How about this? Here's a task for you. Plan the trip.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, the whole trip?
Yeah. Figure out what we need to do to get there.
Pick, print out Google Maps.
Even this. Pick, yeah, figure out if we need to, what day we could all go, and just send that out. And then that's good. Then we'll go.
It's going to have to be like a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
That's fine. You know I'm around.
Okay.
I don't know if everybody else is, but I'll go with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, we're going to Fire Island.
Just text me the day, put it on the calendar, figure out how we get there.
I'm worried that people that want me to do bad are happy that I was sad on this podcast and like, oh, he's doing bad. It's like, I'm actually doing amazing. I've never looked better. Well, my career's never been going better, I'm hot as fuck.
If they're listening, who has the upper hand?
But who's? But if I'm talking about them, who got the upper hand back?
And this is what we call a circle jerk.
It's a real tug of war here.
No.
Oh, no. Are you fucking kidding me?
The machine fell. Wait, the what just flew? Oh, no.
Wait, I'm sorry.
No, can you hear now?
I'm sorry.
We didn't lose anything.
Are you mad?
I'm not mad at all. Is that an earplug you plug in your ears?
With the black thing? Oh, the blue thing.
The blue thing.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be able to hear my grandchildren sing.
Wait, this, actually my other rose of this weekend is that Bridget Foley, shout out, former guest of the pod, told me that I have a beautiful singing voice.
That was great.
Were you there for that?
No.
Oh, and I said,
what song was it?
I think it was a chapel song.
Hot to go.
HOTTOGO. You can take me hot to go.
I only like that one medium.
Hot to go is fun. I love Pink Pony Club. I love her whole album, I gotta say.
Feminomenon.
I love
Super Ultra Graphic Girl.
Yeah. The gay version of an anemone is Feminomenon.
I love that. I love her.
Okay. Anything else we want to talk about before we leave? I'm sorry if anybody feels bored by us.
I just want to apologize to everybody who I was, like, one time at Christmas Eve Mass in about 2003.
Okay.
We were at Mass, and then they said something like, peace be with you. And I said, and also with you, in like a loud way. And my mom looked at me and was like, you should have to apologize to every person here that you just disrupted. And I feel like I just disrupted every person listening to this podcast. Like, I ruined your day.
Okay, sorry that you wanted everyone to feel peace. Were you saying it in like a sarcastic way?
I just felt like no one ever heard me.
You said people need to know that I... Wow.
I'm here.
This was pre with your spirit days.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you have to apologize for anything. I think you've been a wonderful... I mean, you're in your state of gratitude shirt, so...
Fuck, I forgot. So I'm in a state of gratitude. That's like burn, 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 which is a tattoo that I have. It's like, I never look at it and think, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm magic. Yeah. So anyway, I love you guys so much. I think you guys are doing so great out there.
Fucking yeah. When is your show?
My show is Wednesday, July 24th.
Wednesday, July 24th.
At 7:30 p.m. at Club Coming. I have two openers, Rebecca Weiser and Freddie Chanel.
Two great people.
And the thing with it is that it actually is mostly new stuff because I'm in a space of content generation. I'm generating new content. I'm finding what's within. I'm searching the well.
Sure.
And I would be so lucky to see you there. And if you don't go, I'll die.
Are there tickets out for that yet?
No.
Okay.
God forbid.
Let me know when the tickets are out and I'll put it on the... It'll be linked in the show.
A poster.
It'll be linked in the show.
I'm waiting on my incredible graphic designer to send me a poster.
Amazing.
And I'm so jazzed for her to do that.
It will be linked in the show notes here.
It's called Icon.
July 24th, Icon takes the stage at Club Coming. It's an amazing... He does an amazing job every time. You would be stupid to miss it. It's always a fun show.
Fucking beaches, fucking losers.
That's how you get an audience to come. Fucking insult them.
That's the Biden campaign. I'm sorry. Being like, oh, okay, bedwetter losers. You're mad.
It's like, are you talking about us?
Why is the Biden campaign losers mad at us?
Well, the Biden campaign has one place to look, and it's at themselves.
They're mad at us.
Okay. Just to get it out there. Okay. July 24th, we'll see you there. And we'll be back with Boys Club live show in August. We're taking a hiatus for the month of July.
But not because of a falling out. And that's not
just
why.
Because everybody deserves a month off, and we're taking ours in July. All right, so we'll see you guys soon. We hope you had an amazing Pride. We hope you had a reflective 4th of July, thinking about the state of the country and how can you be proud of yourself within such a nation.
Lastly, no matter what happens in our country, we're always going to be queer artists out here making art, yes, doing artistic things, creating, being. We'll be creating till the very last day.
And this is why the gay group chats are important, so that we can build community from the ground up.
So I've decided the gay group chats are important.
All right, Connor, I love you.
I love you. Bye.
What's up, boys at home? Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, Boys Club. Connor, where can they find you on Instagram?
At Connor Janda, C-O-N-O-R. Janda is panda with a J.
And you can follow me at Nico Carney, N-I-C-O-C-A-R-N-E-Y. You can follow us both at Boys Club Comedy on Instagram. And we have a live show.
Our live show is at Club Coming, typically on the last Friday of the month. And it is always the two of us and some of our favorite funny people. And we'd love to see you there.
Yeah, often people from the podcast. So come check those out. If you live in New York, we'd love to see you there. Bye, boys.
Bye, boys.